Homeschooling has been growing steadily across North Carolina, especially in the Charlotte region, and early signs hint that those numbers could keep growing in the coming school year. WFAE's Ann Doss Helms has more.
More than 149,000 North Carolina students were homeschooled last year. That's up 5% over the previous year and 40% over 5 years. That's according to state tallies posted last week. Those reports show the one-year increases in Mecklenburg, Cabarrus, Catawba, Gaston, Iredell, and Union counties ranged from 8 to 11%. Over 5 years, all of those counties also topped the state growth rate, with rates ranging from 47 to 50% in Cabarrus, Catawba, Gaston, and Iredell. The latest numbers don't include all the families who supervised remote learning when schools closed because of the coronavirus. As long as students are still enrolled in a district, charter, or private school, families don't have to register with the state as homeschoolers. The coming year is a huge question mark. On one hand, lots of parents learn just how tough it is to supervise their kids' education from home and can't wait to send them back to school. On the other,
you know, we really struggle with sending our children into a dystopian school environment.
That's Beth Dozier Hessler, whose daughter attended kindergarten at Shamrock Gardens Elementary last year. Hessler really wants to hold her place in a magnet program for gifted kids. But she's thinking the coming year should be a sort of gap year for Evie Claire. There's so much uncertainty as she gets ready for first grade. North Carolina's reopening plans remain in limbo just 5 weeks before the year begins. Two of the three paths the governor has outlined involve students learning remotely for part of the year.
They're tactile. They're learning to write. They're learning to, you know, put letter sounds together. They use their fingers, you know, to outline words. It's virtual learning. I feel a lot is lost in that for such a young age group.
Even if schools open at full capacity, and even if there are no COVID-19 surges that force schools to send kids home again, Hessler worries about the atmosphere.
I mean, you're going to have to fight fear, you know, with your kids. They're not going to be encouraged to get up close to their friends or maybe not go on the playground or not have music class or PE.
That has Hessler looking for alternatives.
When you take that out of school, it's just not an environment that I want my children in, and I know it's not for a lot of parents. So I think you're going to see a huge jump in homeschooling.
She may be right. North Carolina's Division of Non-Public Education opened registrations for homeschooling on July 1st. The website crashed almost immediately, with a notice saying it was because of an overwhelming number of filings. The site now urges parents not to file a notice of intent to homeschool until 5 days before that homeschooling begins. And it notes that remote learning through a public school is not homeschooling. So the future of homeschooling is as uncertain as everything else in this pandemic year. A lot of parents say they struggled with overseeing their children's education this spring. Hessler's among them. She says the one-on-one attention was great for her daughter, but exhausting for her. So she and a couple of Plaza Midwood neighbors are exploring an alternative that's being dubbed micro-schooling. They're trying to hire a teacher to work with their kids, all ages 5 and 6, in their own homes and neighborhood. Hessler says they haven't agreed on a salary, but the cost to each family will be
definitely more than preschool, less than private school.
And she says the teacher would face much less exposure to the virus than in a traditional setting.
We all have social distanced together, and, you know, the agreement would, of course, be that we, you know, keep being responsible in that realm.
Her ideal would be for Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools to let the kids remain on the books as Shamrock Garden students, letting them keep their magnet seats while actually doing hands-on, in-person learning with their own teacher. CMS has said it will offer all parents a remote learning option, but it's not clear that an arrangement like that would be allowed. Even before the virus shook things up, Mecklenburg was showing steady trends in school choice. Enrollment in CMS and private schools has been flat or shrinking slightly for several years. The new homeschool and private school tallies for last year show CMS had 74% of all Mecklenburg students, a solid majority, but the first time the district has fallen below 3/4. Even with the steady growth, homeschooled kids account for less than 6% of Mecklenburg students. Charter schools, which have grown rapidly for several years, claim almost 11%, with about 9% in private schools. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms.